Ready?
Space exploration is not something Chicago student Mabuto Ekplo finds in textbooks or classroom discussions in her school.
We do physics, biology, earth and space science, but we never talk about the people that actually took the time to do those things.
Ekplo, originally from Togo, attends an area high school career academy and just became certified as an automobile mechanic. Aerospace engineering wasn't an option.
And it's not that people don't want to do it, it's like people don't know about it.
That lack of knowledge has, in part, fueled a shortage of students in the U.S. seeking advanced degrees in science, technology, engineering, and math, also known as STEM, fields the aerospace industry depends on.
There is a shortage across engineering, which I think is generally bad for the progress of humanity.
Beth Moses hopes her career serves as an example, inspiring others to fill that shortage. After a successful career at NASA as the assembly manager for the International Space Station, Moses is now the chief astronaut trainer at Virgin Galactic, the company founded by Richard Branson, seeking to be the first to consistently take paying passengers into orbit.
There's no roadmap, there's no instruction manual, there's no guidance on how to do this. Nobody has done it before. We're doing it for the first time.
As Moses writes this kind of a manual for commercial human spaceflight, the need for more engineers is critical to help her company and others meet the demands of a growing industry that Moses says doesn't come in pink or blue.
In my entire time in school and in aerospace engineering, both at NASA and here at Virgin Galactic, I've never once had any hassle or gender issue, and there have been plenty of women around. Also, plenty of diversity of all kinds, age, race, points of view.
It was a message Moses reinforced while accepting the 2017 Women in Space Science Award from the Adler Planetarium Women's Board.
I was fortunate.
And part of her pitch to hundreds of Chicago area high school students, including Mabuto Ekplo, who gathered to see her at the place that sparked Moses' own interest in space, the Adler Planetarium.
And as you begin to leave the atmosphere?
Beth Moses knows well that the final frontier of space is a difficult environment to master. In 2006, Richard Branson told VOA he was hopeful Virgin Galactic would be orbiting the Earth soon.
24 months from now, my parents and my children and myself should be popping into space.
11 years later, he still waits to be his company's first passenger.
We're in the air and working our way through a test program, and when it's complete and the vehicle is safe, we'll start commercial flights with Richard and his family.
More than 700 passengers have already paid more than $200,000 each to experience spaceflight, reinforcing to students contemplating a career that not only is the experience in demand, it could also be lucrative. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.